Over the last 10 years of working intentionally with students and with schools to develop programming that builds, designs, and grows businesses, I've come to see that there are four primary stages of developing and launching a business. And when you walk through these stages with intentionality, your business will take off. And it's based on the entrepreneurial mindset and the firm foundation of a launch pad. You're listening to the Entrepreneurial Mindset Podcast, and I'm your host, Stephen Carter. And the entrepreneurial mindset is more than just a concept. It is a mission. And my mission is to develop this mindset in all learners so they are radically transformed to impact their lives. Now, we hear a lot of statistics about how many businesses will fail in their first year. And if you survive the first year, your chance of succeeding beyond year five are even smaller. Businesses don't last. But if we look at the businesses that do succeed, we find that often they have a foundation. They have something in place that aids in the launch. It's not just, we're going to start a business. There's a lot of careful thought and intentionality around it. So that's why when I work with schools and when I work with businesses to think entrepreneurially, I focus on the mindset. And that mindset creates a platform. I call it the launch pad. And upon that launch pad, you can create the rocket of innovation. That's your business idea. But if we start with the business idea without the foundation in place, we don't really know where that rocket's going to go. That rocket could take off. That rocket could go sideways. That rocket could explode upon ignition. And we don't know. But a firm foundation helps ensure the success of that concept. Now, in previous podcasts, I've talked a lot about those four attributes of the entrepreneurial mindset: growth mindset, grit, redefining failure, and opportunity seeking. I'm not going to go into those in this particular podcast episode, but you can listen to previous ones about that. This episode is going to focus on those four aspects of starting and launching a business. And the model that I'm using here is truly a rocket. And it's a rocket because the idea is this rocket launches from that launch pad of the Entrepreneurial Mindset Foundation. And that rocket has four sections to it. The first section is ideation. Ideation is that creative problem solving, the brainstorming. Entrepreneurship at its core is problem solving. And we as entrepreneurs and those who are developing this mindset are looking at problems as opportunities. So if you're picturing this launch pad, the top layer of that launch pad is opportunity seeking, which means you are in tune to seeing problems as opportunities. And when that happens, you begin the process of ideation, dreaming big. You're asking two primary questions: what if and why not? Now, those are powerful questions. What if? What if I did this? What if we tried this? What if we attempted to solve the problem in this way? Follow it up with why not. I often say, why the heck not? And that ideation is what is going to create the first level of this business model. What is it that we're trying to solve? How can we do that? What are the big ideas? How can we approach this? Collaborate on a team, bring these ideas together, and it leads to the second level of business creation, which is, in fact, creation. We move from ideation to creation. In other words, we move from an idea on a whiteboard or scribbled on that famous cocktail napkin into actually putting the nuts and bolts on this idea together. Creation involves a lot of really cool aspects, and they're cool aspects that we have to have in place if we want to have a successful launch of the business. As I work with schools and even as I work with businesses in various coaching capacities, it is the creation stage that is so incredibly important to get right. It is in the creation stage when you, before you even launch this business, are going to determine the mission, the vision, and the values. Think of this as the internal organs, the inner workings, the chip that is going to guide the rocket. You are installing the GPS system with the mission, vision, and values. If you launch that rocket without that in place, That rocket is just going to go in every which way. It's going to be subject to all of the natural elements that will push it and turn it. But if it has an internal GPS, it is going to know where it's going, and it is going to know why it is going there. That will be the filter. That will be the guide. That is what is going to keep the rocket on the right path. Now, this is also the phase where you're going to begin the branding discussion. What's the logo? What's the color scheme? And I advise that that comes after the work of mission, vision, and values. Because once you have that mission and vision and values in place, the rest becomes a lot easier. The way in which you frame the logo, the way in which you make those decisions, and those things can be changed down the road. What has to be firmly in place is that mission. The mission says, why do we exist? The vision says, where are we going? And the values say, what do we stand for? Now, if you're collaborating on a team with this business, the creation stage is also where you begin to clearly identify the roles and you clarify them. Clarity is kindness. And clearly identifying the roles is also going to help create success around the business. Okay, so the first stage was ideation. The second stage is creation. And you need to camp in that stage for a while. But here's the challenge. Don't stay there too long. You know, sometimes a cause of business failure is failure to launch. If we don't actually turn on the ignition, we will never know if our ideation is solving the problem. We have to launch. That's the third stage. You got to launch the business. And what I recommend is you take a calendar and you circle a date on that calendar, and then you backtrack. You say, hey, on this date, we will launch this business. Now, you can do a soft launch, or you can launch big, or have two separate launches. That's fine. But you have to launch. You got to turn on the engine. You got to attempt to get this business in the air. That's the real deal. That's what the entrepreneurial mindset is all about. But here's the next potential danger area. Is some businesses will launch, and then that's that, right? There's the launch, but there's no plan for successful growth of the business beyond the launch. This is where this plan for business launch is a differentiator. We focus on ideation in stage one, creation in stage two, launch in stage three, and growth in stage four. You see, the launch is fun. The launch is where you get balloons and you rent a big party space and you've got a lot of excitement and people are all interested in what you're doing and they're bought in. What happens next? What happens in the follow-up? What is the plan for growth? I like to compare this a little bit to a marriage. You see, the marriage has a launch event. It's called the wedding. And there is a lot of planning that goes into that wedding. There's a lot of preparation. There's the dress. There's the outfits. There's the tuxedos. There's the food. And look, I mean, I wasn't really involved in a lot of those decisions in terms of my own wedding. But let me tell you, there was a lot of work that went into it. But imagine if after the wedding, it was like, well, I guess we're married now. But there was no plan for the healthy growth of that marriage. There was nothing in place around what does a healthy marriage look like? What is the ongoing dating plan for my spouse? How am I going to make sure that I'm maintaining the relationship, that we are growing together and not separately? What's the plan of growth for your business? This is where you need to consider long-term and short-term goals. Consider key performance indicators. Consider what the business is going to look like in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and understand what healthy growth really means. And when you come down to it, we're told, and there's a famous saying out there, that growth and comfort cannot coexist. Growth can be painful. Growth stretches us. Growth changes us, transforms us. And when we embrace healthy growth in our business, we are ensuring the success of our business beyond the launch. I talk a lot to people who have business ideas and different strategies and things they want to try. And what I'll tell you is, in my experience, both running my own business and helping young adults start businesses and even helping adults think about their businesses, these four stages, if carefully executed upon, will lead to a healthy business growth. Because based on that foundation of the entrepreneurial mindset, growth mindset, grit, redefining failure, and opportunity seeking, when that rocket of innovation needs to pivot, when that rocket needs to change directions, when the engine needs to get swapped out, you have a foundational mindset in place that prepares you for whatever is to come. Let's go.